Gemara in Tesama Beis gives the final answer to the question that it's dealing with over the last daf. Gemara is trying to explain a Mishnah. Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim have a machlokas in the Mishnah on that Beis. What's the din of Motzi Shema? Is Motzi Shema b'shlosha or is it be'eser m'shlosha? Do you need a Bezdin of 23 in order to adjudicate the dinim mominus of Motzi Shema? Or should we say no? For the dinim nefashas of Motzi Shema, you need 23, but for the dinim mominus, 3 is enough. What's the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? So the Gemara offered the 6 or 7 answers. So the final answer is here on the Testament Beis. Let's all look together. The Iba is Seima. We're talking about a case where the Edom came. The Baal brought Edom that his wife was Mizana. And the Edom were Iskachish. They were contradicted in the Bedikas, but not in the Chakiris. Right? We know there's Drisha and Chakira. Those are questions of Zman and Mokom, the time and place where the event occurred. And then there are Bedikos. There are other questions that we add to the mix. Right, the drishos v'chakiros, the 7 drishos v'chakiros are derived from sukkim, the derashta, the chakarta, the sha'alta heitev, the sha'alta heitev. There are different words in the pasuk, and then there's a gzer shavav heitev heitev liten eshalzeh bazeh. So we have a total of 7. So we know there are 7 drishos and chakiros. Most of them are talking about the zman. Mokum is pretty simple. Ezem mokum, but zman we ask. The day of the week, and the week, and the year, and the month, and the year, and the Shemitah, etc. That's Drisha v'Chakira. But then there are Bedikos, there are other questions that we can ask, more general questions, that are not related to the Zman and the Mokom, but details about the Mokom. Details about what the person was wearing, and what weapon perhaps he used to kill the individual. These are not Drishas v'Chakiras, they don't relate to Zman and Mokom, but they're Bedikos, they're other questions that we can ask the Eidim. Why do we do that? What's the purpose of the Bedikos? What's the source of Bedikos? One word. What's that? Nochon. Right? The pasuk says, "V'darashta v'chakarta v'shalta heite v'hine emes nochon hadavar." So the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph says that from the word nochon, we learn there's a mitzvah on the Bezdin to have Bedikos, to ask the Eidim more than just the drishas and the chakiris. We ask extra questions. It's a mitzvah l'chatchila on the Bezdin to ask shilas of Bedikos. So comes the Gemara and says, maybe the Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah is talking about a situation where the Edom came, they said that she was Mizana, and then we start to ask them questions. And in Drishas V'Chakiras, they line up perfectly. But in the Bedikos, they contradict each other. Like Rashi says, Bivdikos, Ze Omer Kelev Shel Boel Shchorim, Ze Omer Levonim. One says that the clothing of the Boel was black, and the other says it's white. That's not Zman and Mokom. But it's another question that relates to the case. So they contradict each other in the Bedikas. The Edom don't line up, but they agree in the Chakiris. Rabbi Meir and the Chacham are arguing about the Machlokas Ben Zakkai and Rabbanan. It's not Ma'ase Bodek Ben Zakkai Be'uktzei Te'enim. Ben Zakkai once was Bodek Be'uktzei Te'enim. He asked the Edom, what were the roots of the Te'enim? Where did the Ma'ase take place? They said Betzad Te'ena, by the fig tree. And then he asked them about the roots. So Reb Meir and the Chachamim perhaps are arguing about the Machlokas Ben Zakkai and the Rabbanan. Reb Meir goes like Ben Zakkai. He assumes that the Bedikos are key. If they're makkish each other in the Bedikos, then they, this is Batel. And the Chachamim of our Mishnah go like the Chachamim de Ben Zakkai, that even if the Edom are makkish each other in Bedikos, that's not a problem. Reb Meir holds it is a problem. So therefore he assumes that the Motzi Shema is Bishlosha. It's not going to lead to Nefashos, even though we're afraid of Laz, but here it's not going to lead to Nefashos. So then the Mammon can be decided by Bezna Shlosha. And the Chachamim say that the fact that they were Iskachash Bividikos, that doesn't matter. As long as the Drishas and the Chakiris lined up, it could lead to Nefashos. So if it could lead to Nefashos, say the Chachamim that you need a Bezdin of Esma Shlosha even for the Mammonis. This is how Rashi seems to explain. In Dibra Masal Chakiros, Rashi says, Reb Meir Savar Hakchosha is Bedikos Shema Hakchosha, Velo Mikdala. Reb Meir says that since the Hakchosha of Bedikos is considered a Hakchosha, it's a significant contradiction, just like Hakchosha in Drishas V'Chakiros would be Mevatel Yedus, Hakchosha in the Bedikos is also Mevatel Yedus. The Rabbanan Savri, Kevin the Bechakira, Nimtzu Mechavanim, Hakchosha the Bedikos Lav Hakchosha. The Chachamim say the Bedikos don't count. The bedikos don't count. What we care about is the hakosh and the hakiros. Bedikos, hakosh the bedikos lav hakosh, he says Rashi, according to the Rabbah. Hakosh the bedikos lav hakosh. L'ramus sadi adatayu l'mibda kulehai. The Edom weren't so careful to be bodek. The Edom weren't so careful to look so clearly at the case. So the fact that they didn't line up in the bedikos, so what? Rabbi Meir says hakosh the bedikos hakosh. And that's why, since the iskachash bevedikos, it can't lead to nefashos, so you only need a bezniv shlosha. And the Rabbanan hold hakosh the bedikos lav hakoshehi, it's insignificant. And if it's insignificant, the fact that they lined up in drisha v'hakira, that can lead to nefashos. If it can lead to nefashos, so then we need a bezniv esim shlosha, even for the mamis. This seems to be what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Meir holds Hakoshe Devedikos Hakoshehi, and the Chachamim say Hakoshe Devedikos Lav Hakoshehi. The impression you get is that Ben Zakkai holds that the Vedikos are an Iker part of the Gufa Eidos. If Hakoshe Devedikos Hakoshehi, that sounds like Vedikos are part of the Gufa Eidos. That's why the Eidim contradict each other in the Vedikos, so then it's Mevatel the Eidos. But that seems strange, because if you look at the Mishnah and the Mem, the impression you get is that the drishas v'chakiros are part of the gufa eidos, but the vedikos not. The Mishnah says, "Ma ben chakiros levedikos, chakiros echad omer eini yodea, idusam b'teila. Vedikos echad omer eini yodea, v'afilu shnayim omrim einonu yodin, idusam kayemes." If the Edom don't answer the question by drishas v'chakiros, they say they just don't know, we can't accept the testimony. It's vato. It's not miskabel, I should say. But if the Edom say Eini Yodea by Bedikos, they say we don't know the answer to the question, then the Edos is Miskabel. So don't you see from that line of the Mishnah that Bedikos are not really intrinsic to the Edos? They're not part of the Gufa Edos. The Chakiras are part of the Gufa Edos. That's why you have to answer all the questions by Drisha Chakira, but by Bedikos you don't have to answer the questions. So how can Ben Zakkai say that Hakosha de Bedikos Hakoshahi, it's not part of the Gufa Edos? If it's not part of the Gufa Eidos, if they don't have to answer the question, even if the question is asked, they can say, I don't know. They can say, I don't want to answer the question. I can't tell you what the answer is. So how can Ben Zakkai say that Bedikos are an Iker part of the Eidos? So the simple answer to the question is that Ben Zakkai holds that even though the Bedikos are not absolutely necessary, they're not Ma'akev in the Gufa Eidos, they're a mitzvah and bezdin. From the Gzeres HaKos of Nochem. So there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to ask the Shilas of Bedikos. But let's say Bezdin doesn't do it. It's not Ma'akev in the Gufa Eidos. Ben Zakkai holds that even though it's not Ma'akev in the Gufa Eidos, but if you do it, it becomes part of the Gufa Eidos. Even though it's not necessary, but if you do ask the questions, HaKosh is going to be Mevatel the Eidos. They become a part of the Gufa Eidos if you do them. From the Gzeres HaKosav of Nachon, we see that there's a mitzvah in Bezdin to do the Bedikos, but they're not absolutely necessary. If he says any Odeya, that's okay. We can still accept the Eidos. But if the Eidim are makhish each other in the Bedikos, that's a problem. Because once you do ask the Shaila of Bedikos and they answer the question, then it's nitfas as a part of the Gufa Eidos. It's defined as part of the Gufa Eidos. Moshe Lakach, we had a discussion earlier in the year. We know that even though in Dine Nefashos, Drisha V'Hakir is absolutely necessary, but Bizman HaZah, Chazal V'Mesakin, that you don't need Drisha V'Hakir by Dine Mamanis. Minat Torah, you need Drisha V'Hakir, Bein B'Dine Nefashos, Bein B'Dine Mamanis. That's the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis. The beginning of the fourth time. Echad Dine Mamanis V'Echad Dine Nefashos B'Drisha V'Hakir, Shinemar Mishpat Echad Yelochem. The Pasuk Mishmar Echad Yilachem tells me that Dine Mamanis do require Drisha V'Chakira Minat Torah. Rabbi Chanina, though, on Daf Gimel says that the Chazal were okay at the Dine of Drisha V'Chakira by Dine Mamanis. They say it's not necessary. At least by Milva, it's not necessary. Kadesh Lotinol Delos B'Fnei Lovin. So that people will want to lend money. If you need Drisha V'Chakira, so then they're not going to want to lend because they'll say they won't be able to be Motzi Mamon from the Lovin. Because the Edom have to line up so much that it's just going to be too difficult for them. So they're not going to want to do it. They're not going to want to lend money. So Kadesh Lotinol Delos B'Fnei Lovin, Chazal B'Mesakin, that you don't need Drisha V'Chakira by Dine Mamanis. What happens if you ask the questions of Drisha V'Chakir by Dine Mamonos, Bizman Hazeh? It's not necessary to have the Drisha V'Chakir, but what happens if you do ask the question? So the Rambam writes that if you do ask the questions and the Eidim amakhish each other, that's Mevatel the Eidus. That's the Rambam in Ilchas Eidus, Perek Gimel. We've seen this Rambam before. Rambam says that if they're machash each other, Rambam is talking bisman hazeh. He says it's mevatel the eidus. Echad omer benisan lava mimena v'sheni omer lo kiela be'iyar. Echad omer b'Yerushalayim v'sheni omer lo kiela be'lud. If they're machash each other in zman and makom, the eidus is batel, says the Rambam. So how can that be? How can that be? If Drisha V'Chakira Bizman Hazeh is not necessary in Dine Mamonos, so why should it matter if he asks the questions? Even if he asks the questions, we should just discount it. We should ignore the answers that the Eidim gave. If Drisha V'Chakira is not necessary Bizman Hazeh, so let's just ignore what they say. Okay, it's better if you ask the questions and they answer the questions, fine, everything lines up. But even if they don't answer the questions correctly, even if they contradict each other, let's just discount it. What's the din if the Bez Din asks a completely extraneous question to the Eidim? In the middle of the Eidim come and they say such and such an event takes place. Let's say the Eidim even talk about the Nefoshes. They come and say Reuven killed Shimon. Bez Din asks them about this man and the Mokim, and everything lines up. And then Bez Din asks them, you know what, tell us, you know, what was the weather like there? And one Eid says that it was cloudy, and the other one said, no, it was sunny. Is the Eidus going to be batel if they don't line up about the weather? Or not? Because it's not necessary to ask about that. That's not even bedikus, really. Bedikus relate to the mice in some way or form, right, as we'll describe. But to ask about the weather is completely extraneous, so why should that be a problem? But l'chora, if bizman hazeh, you don't need drisha v'chakir by din ha'mamonos, and even drisha v'chakir is extraneous. It's completely irrelevant. We don't have to ask them these questions. So why does the Rambam say that it's ma'akev, that it'll be mevatel the eidus if they don't line up? In fact, the Shach quotes the Ramban. We saw this Shach together. The Ramban argues with the Rambam, and he says that bizman hazeh, hakosh and drisha v'chakira, is not mevatel the eidus because it's not necessary. So why does the Rambam hold that it is going to be mevatel the eidus if you're ma'akish in the drisha v'chakira? So the answer is that drisha v'chakira is not like the weather. It's not like the weather. The weather is completely extraneous. Drish v'chakira might not be necessary for the Eidus, bizman hazeh, but it is nogea to the maisa. It's nogea to the ikar maisa of the nidon. So because it's nogea to the ikar maisa of the nidon, if you do ask the questions of Drish v'chakira and the Eidim don't line up, then that's mevatel, the Eidus of the Eidim. Even though you don't need it, but if you do it, there can't be hakosha in the Drish v'chakira. That's what the Rambam holds. And presumably, that's what Ben Zakkai holds about bedikos. That even if bedikos are not necessary, if the Eidim don't know the information, they can't answer the question, that's okay. The Eidus is still accepted. But if you do ask the question, and they don't line up properly, they contradict each other, so that's mevatel the Eidus. Once you ask the question and they give an answer, so then that's nitfas as part of the Eidus of the eight. If they say I don't know, so then it's not part of the eight. This is just a zero. But if they say something, so then that's part of the eidus, and then if the other eight it contradicts him, so then that's a hakosha in the ikar gufa eidus, and that's what's going to be levanta the eidus. That's l'chor, what Ben Zakkai says. That's what he holds. What did the Rabbanan de Ben Zakkai hold? They who say that hakosha de v'digos lav shmo hakosha hi. So apparently the Rabbanan hold that since you don't need the v'digos, even if you ask the questions of bedikos, right? It's a mitzvah to ask the questions of bedikos because of nacham, but it's not ma'akev b'di'eved. So because it's not ma'akev b'di'eved, it's never nitfas as part of the ikar gufa eidus. So even if the eidim are makhish each other in the bedikos, that's not going to be a problem. That's really what Rashi seems to say. That's what Rashi seems to say, that the Rabbanan hold HaKosha the B'dikos Lav Shma HaKosha Hi. HaKosha in the B'dikos is not significant. Presumably what the Rabbanan are saying is that since you don't need them, then have Ma'akev. So even if the Eidim are makhish each other, it's not a problem. You could say that the Rabbanan either are going like the Ramban, not that the Rabbanan are like the Ramban, but it's the same logic. The Rabbanan came before the Ramban. Right? The Rabbanan are assuming like the Ramban, that just like the Ramban says, Bizman Azeh, since you don't need Rish V'Chakir by Dini Mamanis, even if you have it, it's not part of the Gufa Edus, so Hakosh and Rish V'Chakir is not going to be a problem. Since you don't need it, anything you don't need, says the Ramban, if you have a hakosh and that part of the edus, it's not a problem, because it's not part of the gufa edus. The Rabbanan might hold like that as well, that anything that you don't need is not part of the gufa edus, so if the edim are matchish each other in that, it's not a problem. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it, you could say, even like the Rambam, we can explain the Chachamim, the Rabbanan might hold like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that anything that you don't need is not part of the Gufa Eidus. Drisha v'Hakira b'zman hazeh is not necessary by Dini Mamonis. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that Hakosha by Drisha v'Hakira is a problem. So you could say that the Rambam will say, Dafka Drisha v'Hakira. In the Torah, you need Drisha v'Hakira by Dini Mamonis. It's only that the Chachamim made a dispensation. They said, Kadesh Lotinol Dals v'Fein Lovin, you don't need Drisha v'Hakira by Dini Mamonis. But since Me'ikra Adim in the Torah, you do need Drisha v'Hakira, and it's Ma'akiv in the Eidus. So says the Rambam, even though you don't need it, but if you do it, it's nitfas as part of the Gufa Eidus, and Hakosh is going to be a problem. But Bedikas is a mitzvah to do. Nocham. We want the Eidus to be Nocham. But it's not Ma'akev at all. Right? Not Midrabanan and not Minat Torah. It's not Ma'akev Bechlal. So if it's not Ma'akev, then the Chachamim will say that even if you do it, it's not nitfas as part of the Gufa Eidus. Okay, that's how we can explain the sheet of the Chacham, L'chore. Right, that the Chachamim say, since the Bedikos are not necessary, so they're not going to be Ma'akev. If you have a Akosha in the Bedikos, it's not going to be a problem. If you have a Akosha in the Bedikos, it's not going to be a problem, because since they're not necessary, so if the Eidim contradict each other in the Bedikos, it's not an issue. Either because anything that's not necessary never is Nitfas is part of the Gufa Eidus, like the Ramban. Well, here, since the Bedikos, Minat Torah, are not necessary Bechlal, then they're less than Drisha V'Chakira. So even if Drisha V'Chakira, Bizman Hazeh, is not necessary, but still, since Minat Torah it's necessary, if you do it, then Hakosh and the Drisha V'Chakira will be a problem, according to the Rama. But here, Bedikos are never Ma'akev, they're never necessary. So if they're never necessary, so then Hakosh and the Bedikos is not going to be a problem. So this, at first glance, if you look at the Rashi, the impression you get is that Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim must be arguing about this. Ben Zakkai holds that Hakosh of Bedikos is significant because the Bedikos are nitfas as part of the Gufa Eidus, and the Chachamim say no, since the Bedikos are not necessary, they can't be nitfas as part of the Gufa Eidus. What's the problem with that, Yaakov?
Yes.
The Mishnah and the Afman. Right? And this is a nice Lomdisha framework, but it's dead wrong. Right, because the Mishnah and Daf Mem writes Beferish that Hakosha by Bedikas is going to be Mavatel the Eidus. So the real question is, once you look at the Mishnah and Daf Mem, and then you compare it to Rashi and Daf Testament Beis, you say to yourself, what's Rashi talking about? Rashi seems to interpret that the Machlokes Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim is whether Hakosha Bedikos Shma Hakosha. But that can't be, because everyone agrees that Hakosh and Bedikos is Mevatel the Eidus. Even the Rabbanan hold like that. So what is Rashi talking about? That's the problem. That's the problem that you have to pick up on when you see the Mishnah Daf Mem. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Echad Chakiros ve'echad Bedikos v'zman shemachishim ze'ezeh Eidusim b'teila. Ferish a Mishnah. What's Rashi saying? The Chachamim the Ben Zakkai hold Hakoshi the Bedikos lav Hakoshi? How can that be? So it must be that both Ben Zakkai and the Rabbanan admit that even if you don't need the Bedikos, if you do ask the questions of Bedikos, they are part of the Gufa Eidus. They are nitfas as part of the Eidus. The whole machlokas Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim is what questions on nitfas as part of the Eidus. Which bedikos? There are all kinds of bedikos that you can ask. There are all kinds of questions that you can ask. The whole machlokas Ben Zakkai and Chachamim is which bedikos are key if you ask them, and which bedikos are not part of the Gufa Eidus. None of them are ma'akev. None of them are absolutely necessary. You don't ask any of the bedikos, the Eidus is still miskabel. But the question is, if you do ask questions of Bedikos, which are going to be Ma'akev, which, if you have a Hakhosh in them, is going to be Ma'akev in the Edis, will be Mavato the Edis, and which are not. And that's really the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph. My Daf Mem Aleph talks about all different kinds of Bedikos. Let's all turn to this Gemara together. Zok the Gemara. Amar Abchista, Echad Amar Besayev Hargov, Echad Amar Barirat Hargov. Let's say one aid says that he killed him with a saif, and the other says barira. One says with a knife, and one says with an axe. Ein ze nochon. It's a stira. A stira in the bedikos, hakhosh in the bedikos, and the aid is thrown out. Echad amar kelev shchorim, ve'echad amar kelev levonim, hari ze nochon. So you see, Rav Chisda says there's a chilek between saif and arira, as opposed to shchorim and levonim. In one case it's accepted, in the other case it's not. Meisvei, nochon shiyehe nochon. The pasuk says, v'derashta v'cha karta v'sha'alta heitev, hine emas nochon hadavar. The word nochon tells me that it has to be nochon. That's what the word nochon should tell me, right? It has to line up properly. Echad omer b'sayef hargo, v'echad omer bariron hargo, echad omer b'kelev shchorim, v'echad omer kelev levonim, it's a nochon. The braisa says that both of these bedikos have to be nochon. They both have to line up. And yet Rav Chisda says that only the weapon has to line up, if you will. Tirgumah Rav Chisda v'sudah shachan kavo. You have to interpret that when we say kelev shchorim or kelev levonim, we're not talking about the clothing that the guy was wearing. We're talking about the sudah shachan kavo, the weapon that he used to kill. The hainu sayef v'ariran. That's the same as sayef and ariran. That has to be nochon, but the other doesn't. Toshma, echad omer sandalav shchorim ve'echad omer sandalav levonim, ein ze nochon. Another braisa says that if they don't line up about the shoes, so that's mevatel the edus. Aye, but that's nothing to do with the weapon. Hasanamik yon shabot ba besandalo behargo. That must be talking about the weapon that he killed him with a shoe, he kicked him. So we can ask about the shoe, and if they makhash each other about the shoe, then that's taka mevatel the edus. Tashma maisu ba ben zakai beuktzei teina. Ben Zakkai, right, that's the Mishnah. Maisu Bader Ben Zakkai Beuktzei Ta'ena. Ben Zakkai asked the Mishael about what the roots of the Ta'ena tree look like. That's unrelated to the weapon. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kion She'okatz Ta'ena B'Shabbos, the Allah Komikdom. We must be talking about where he uprooted something from the ground, uprooted a Ta'ena from the ground. So that's what the Onesh Misa is on. That's the Ikar Edus. So that's the Ikar Edus. Then we understand that even though it's not Zman and Malkum, it's not Drish V'Hakira, but it's a Bedika that's going to be Ma'akev. Ay, V'Hatanya Amr Lo Tachas Ta'ina Harga. But that's not what happened. Right? The Bryce explains the case of Ben Zakkai that they told him Tachas Ta'ina Harga. Not that he was Okera Ta'ina, but rather that the Ritzicha took place by the Ta'ina. So it sounds like it is external. It's not. It's unrelated to the weapon. So the Gemara, Ela Amar, Rami Bar Chama, Kigon Sheshipto Biicho Shel Ta'ena. That's talking about that he killed him with the Ta'ena. So Viter, it's the weapon. So there, that kind of bedika is going to be Ma'akev. Toshma, we're not finished. We're not finished with Ben Zaka. Amala Hen Ta'ena Zu Uktzeh Dakein Uktzeh Agasin Ta'enim Shcharos Ta'enim Levanos. Doesn't sound like Shipto Biyicha Shel Ta'ena. It sounds like that was the Makom that he killed him. Right? The Makom. But tell me something about the Ta'ena, that it was in the Makom. Right? About the Ta'ena that he killed him by that Ta'ena. So it sounds like it's not talking about the weapon. It's not talking about what he did to be Chayav Misa. So why is this going to be Ma'akev? Why are these Bedikos, if there's a Kosh in the Bedikos, then it's going to be Ein Zinochan and the Eid is going to be Bater? Hello, my Rav Yosef, mi Ben Zakkai, Losev, Inish. We're going to ask from Ben Zakkai. Shiny Ben Zakkai, the Bedikos kachakiros mashvilei. Ben Zakkai makes Bedikos into chakiros. What does that mean? Says Rashi, kachakiros mashvilei, the second wide line. Livdo b'chala shayuchal kedei lahakrish. Ben Zakkai was very machmer in the Bedikos to check the Edom as much as he can in order to be machrish them, to save the Nidom. Just like by Chakiros, the Edom can be miskachesh in dover acher, in something extraneous to the maisa mechayiv. Drisha b'chakira, you're talking about zman and makom. You're not talking about the actual murder, right? So just like chakiros, hakoshim chakiros is going to be mevatel the edus, even though the questions of chakiros are a dover acher, they're extraneous to the maisa mechayiv. And Zakai hold, bedikos are the same. The place didn't kill the person. It's extraneous to the Maisa Machayev. And Zakai says the same is true about bedikos. That a bedika that's unrelated to the weapon, unrelated to the Maisa Machayev, that's also key, according to Ben Zakai. And if they machash each other in the bedikos, that'll be mevatel the apis. What emerges from this sugya? That there's a back and forth in the Gemara. What kind of bedikos are key? What kind of hakosh and bedikos is going to be mevatel the edus, and what won't? Ben Zakkai seems to assume even a bedika in a davar acher, right? If you have a bedika, Mistama Ben Zakkai would hold it can't be completely extraneous. It's something related to the event. It's not about the weather in Timbuktu, you know. It's something related to the event. Just look at the cases that the Gemara mentions. It's either something that relates to the baldover. Was he wearing kelim shcharim or kelim levonim? Initially, the Gemara thinks that's talking about the clothes of the baldover. Ben Zakkai holds that also is a bedika that's part of the gufa edus. If you ask it, any bedika that relates to the baldover or to the makom hamaisa, like the uktzei te'ena, Ben Zakkai holds that can be nitfas as part of the edus. And if there's akhosh in that bedika, then that'll be mevatel the edus. That's Ben Zakkai's shita. What do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim also hold that bedikos are part of the gufa edus. If you have akhosh in the bedikos, yes, that'll be mevatel the edus. But the Chachamim say, what's defined as a bedika? What's defined as a key bedika? Only a bedika, only a question that relates to what? To the maisa mechayev. Besayev hargo, obariran hargo. What was the weapon? That's a bedika that the Chachamim agree is part of the Gufa Edus. And if the Edom amakhash each other in that bedika, even though it's not necessary to ask such a question, let's keep it straight. By Drisha v'Hakira, it's Gzeres HaKos that you have to ask the questions. By bedikos, we learn from the word Nachon that it's a mitzvah bezin to do, but if they don't do it, it's not ma'akev. But if they do ask the questions, then the bedikos on it versus part of the gufa edus. Say the chachamim, only a bedika that's nogeya to the maisa mechayiv. What the weapon was. That's the chachamim. Comes Ben Zakkai and says, no. Even something that relates to the baldover, or to the makom hamaisa. These are all bedikos that might be external to the second two are external to the Maisa Mechayev itself. It doesn't matter. Since they relate to the Maisa, then they're nitfas as part of the Gufa Edus if you do ask the questions. And if the Edom contradict each other, then the Edus is going to be bought. Okay, so what emerges is that the Machlokas Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim is not whether bedikos can be part of the Gufa Edus, but which bedikos are part of the Gufa Edus. The Chachamim agree that some bedikos can be part of the Gufa Edus if you ask them. And if the Edom contradict each other, then the Edus is going to be batel. The Chachamim just don't go as far as Ben Zakkai and say that if you have a bedika question about the baldover, what he was wearing, or the makom hamaisa, or ktse te'ena, right? Were they big te'enos? What the color of the te'ena? That's not key. The Chachamim say a bedika about the maisa mechayev, that is key. And even though it's not ma'aki b'di'evit, if you don't ask it, but if you do ask it, then it's nitfas as part of the gufa edus, and if the edim contradict each other, then the edus is going to be batal. Before I take the questions, let's just go back to Rashi. Now, if you read Rashi carefully, you'll see that that's actually what Rashi says in the Tes. Rashi begins by saying, bivdikos, the Gemara explains, you don't miskachash bivdikos, lo miskachash b'chakira, says Rashi, bivdikos, Ze omer kelev shalvol shchorim, ze omer levonim. What's the example of the bedikos that Rashi picks up on? Kelev shchorim, kelev levonim. Baldover, the godim of the baldover. That's the case we're talking about, not the maisa mechayev. if they contradict each other, whether Besayev Hargo or Barir and Hargo, so even the Chachamim would say Akhosha the Vidiko Shema Akhosha. That's the Mishnah of Mem. The Machlokas Ben Zakeh and the Chachamim is if they were Makhish each other about a Vidika relating to the clothes of the Baldava, or a Vidika relating to the Mokom HaMais. There, Ben Zakeh says Akhosha the Vidiko, Akhosha of this kind of Vidika, Shema Akhosha, even this kind of Vidika. And come the Chachamim and say Hakhosha the Vidikos does make Hakhosha of this lower level bedika, a bedika that's not related to the ma'isa machayv, that hakhosha lav shma hakhosha hi. Because the Chachamim hold that kind of bedika is not a key bedika. That's not a key question, so it's not going to be part of the gufa eidos even if you ask the question. And Zakkai says, no, maybe it's not part of the gufa eidos if you don't ask. Maybe it's a mitzvah to ask. Maybe it's not part of the gufa eidos if you don't ask, but if you do ask, then it's part of the gufa eidos, and if the eidim are makhash each other, then the eidos is going to be vato. Okay, that's how to read Rashi and Sugya. Questions? Avery.
Why would an aide ever answer Vidika?
Because if he doesn't ask him a question, why wouldn't he answer the question? Aidim normally don't know exactly what the din is. If you ask them a question, then they'll answer the question.
I think if they know the din, like, why would they jeopardize their case?
Aidim feel that they want to be honest. Right? Do they have an agenda? They're coming to Bezin to give testimony. If Bezin asks them a question, then they ask them. You're right. If the Adam came to the Shir, right, and they know what the din is, so then they can outsmart the Bezin. I think we assume that most Adam are not going to know all of the details. You know, they've learned the Bavis, but you know, the Zika, they haven't gotten to Sanhedrin yet. So, or maybe they're still in the first parent. I'm not sure what the answer is, okay? I mean, if the Adam, it's like the old question that there's a concept in Shas that's called Migu, right? It's Migu that I could have said something else, so trust me in what I say. So all of the Mefarshim ask, but if someone knows that there's a concept called a Migu, so then they could make a Taina and they could know the person is going to trust them because they have a Migu that could have said something else, right? So can a Migu work if people know the concept of Migu? No, but we don't assume that people know of Migu. So it's a tough question to answer. You know, if enough people learn, so then they'll know of the concepts, and then they can talk out smart Bezdin. But we're hoping we'll still have the upper hand. Yeah. Another question I saw. There was a hand raised. Yaakov.
Do Chachamim also consider the mitzvah to have bedikos? Do they limit it to just their kinds of bedikos, or all bedikos, or no mitzvah at all?
I would imagine the mitzvah. Well, let's see. Just one second.
The Mishnah
says Kalamarbe Bividikos Hareza Meshubach. The Mishnah that Mem says Kalamarbe Bividikos Hareza Meshubach before it says Ben Zakkai.
Right.
So it sounds like even the Chachamim agree that you should be Marbe Bividikos.
Limited to where they think it could be Hakasha or any kind of.
Probably not. That's not called Marbe.
Marbe in that. You can make up
Marbe in the Ma'isim Chayim.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You think so, Ian?
Different cases have different details. Uh-huh.
Maybe the Chachamim say to be Marbe the Ma'isim Chayim. Maybe the Chachamim would say that to ask questions about the clothes of the Baldov or the Makom HaMaisa is like asking questions about the weather, like who really cares? Maybe. Shmuel?
Maybe that the Bidigot are redeeming
Salah. Oh, that's my last point. So interestingly enough, you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that Hakhosha bevidikos might be a problem by dini nefashas, but by dini mamonis, hakhosha bevidikos is not a problem at all. By drisha v'hakira, and that's the Rambam, right? That's the Rambam, who's the Mara, the Shmaitz, so that even if you don't need something, if you do it, it can be held against you. Right? Everything you say in court can be held against, well, not held against you, the Eidim are not being tried, but right? But we can take it seriously, and a hakhosha and the bevidikos is going to be mevatel the Eidus. And yet the Rambam says Hakosha in the Drisha v'Chakira is going to be Mevatel the Eidus, even Bisman Hazeh. Yet the Rambam says Hakosha in Bedikos is not Mevatel the Eidus, Bisman Hazeh. By Dine Momenis. Is that against the Mishnah? The Mishnah that Mem said Hakosha in Bedikos is Mevatel the Eidus. The answer is the Mishnah is talking about Nefoshos, not Momenis. The Rambam is talking about Momenis. By Momenis, Hakosha in Bedikos is not Mevatel the Eidus. Even though you did it, doesn't matter. Why not? So the clear impression you get from the Rambam is that this Gzeres HaKosev of Nochon, that you're supposed to hear Shailos of Bedikos, that's Midin Hatzalah. So it applies to Dinei Nefashos, but not to Dinei Mamonis. So if there's no Din of Nochon by Dinei Mamonis, then the Bedikos are irrelevant. Whether you ask them or don't ask them, they don't count. because the Gzeras HaKos of Nochom was never said by Dinei Mamonis. So it's like the weather. It's like asking a completely extraneous question to the Eidim. We just don't listen to the response. Bezin shouldn't ask the question. But if they do ask the question, if one Bezin asks the question, and the Eidim contradict each other in that question, then another Bezin can come around and say, you did the wrong thing. Or this Bezin will then realize what they did wrong. Right? Then maybe they'll say, oh, we forgot, it's Dinei Mamonis. I don't know how they can forget. Whatever. But if they ask the questions of Bedikos, the Rambam would say, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter, because even if there's Hakash of Bedikos, but Dinei Mamonis, since we're not afraid of Hatzalah, there is no Halacha of Nochon by Dinei Mamonis. So even if the Edom Amachish each other, and Dinei Mamonis is not going to be involved with Dinei Mamonis. Okay.
Yeah. Are we trying to say Machlokes between the Rabbanan ben Zakkai? Are we trying to fit in the Rabbanan in the Mishnah of Men? Why can't we just say the Rabbanan ben Cholik on the Mishnah and hope something else?
It doesn't sound like the Rabbanan ben Cholik. It's a Stam Mishnah that has to go like everyone, not just ben Zakkai. It has to go like the Chachamim too. So, if there were a Machlokes in the Mishnah, it says Maisu Badek ben Zakkai, but it sounds like the rest of the Mishnah is not just ben Zakkai, it's the Chachamim too. Okay, let's go right there. We've now completed the Sugi Motzi Shemra, so now we have to move on. Amar Rav Yosef. Hevi Abal Eidim Shezinsa, Vehevi Av Eidim Vizimim Le'edi Abal. We're moving on from the Sugi Motzi Shemra, but we're still going to talk a little bit about Motzi Shemra. Related issues. Okay, but not the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. Rav Yosef says like this, Hevi Abal Eidim Shezinsa, Vehevi Av Eidim Vizimim Le'edi Abal. So, what's Motzi Shemra? The Baal brings Eidim that his wife was Mizana, and now the father brings Eidim to be Mazim, the Eidi Abal. They say that they're lying? So, when the Eidi Abal testify that the Ish is Mizana, what happens? What happens? What do they accomplish in their Eidus? What do the Eidi Abal accomplish? Mamon and Misa. What? So, the Eidei Abal testified that the woman was Mizana, so now the woman is going to be Chayav Misa, and she loses her Ksuba. So both the Mamon and the Misa that they're testifying about relate to the woman. The Misa is Leisha. The Mamon is also Leisha, the chayiv mamon to the Isha. Ksuba. Now the Eidei Ha'av come and they're mazim the Eidei Abal. Right? They say the Eidei Abal can't give the testimony, they were with us at a certain time and place, at that time and place. So what happens? So Eidei Ha'bal nerogin ve'ei meshalmin mamon. Zokter of Yosef, the Eidei Abal are killed. They're Edom Zomim. They wanted to kill the woman, so they're killed, but they don't pay money. They don't have to pay the ksuba. They don't have to pay the ksuba. Why not? So Zok Rashi, because Kom Le Bidir Abimine. Ein Mishalman Maman, Alf Mishalim Afsidim Osa Ksuba. Ein Mishalman Tovas Hanoas Ksuba, Osa Kedin Shar Zomim Ksuba. The Kevin the Bishvilo, Hei Nerogin, Ein Mishalman La Maman. The Mishayev Benafsho, Potem Na Tashlomim. Dechsiv lo yeh ason anosh yeonesh. Pasuk says where someone is fighting and they punch the woman and the baby dies. Right? So if we're only concerned about the mei velados, we're concerned about the money, right? So then the person who punched is high of the money. But if yeh ason, if the woman is actually killed, so then there is no punishment of money. Gzeras HaKosu, the Kamlei Bidir Abimine. We give the person the greater onesh. So we're talking about Misa and Mamon. The greater onesh is Misa. He doesn't get the Mamon. He doesn't have to pay the Mamon, but rather he gets the Misa. So here, there are two chiyuvim to one individual. Two chiyuvim toward the woman, the Misa and the Mamon. So if the Eidei Abal turn out to be Eidim Zomim, then they're killed, but they don't have to pay Mamon, they don't have to pay the Ksuba to the woman. That's step number one. Step number two is that there's a third group of Eidim. Let's say the Baal then turned around and brought Eidim to be Mazim the Eidei Ha'av. So Eidei Ha'av, Nerogenu Meshalmin Mamon. Zokter of Yosef, in that case, the Eidei Ha'av are killed and they pay Mamon. Mamon Lazer, Unefashos Lazer. What does that mean? What did the Eidei Ha'av try to do? The Eidei Ha'av tried to be Mechayev Misa to whom?
To
the Eidei Ha'av. Right? And they tried to be Mechayev Mamon to whom? To the Baal. What kind of Mamon? Knas. Kofsloy. Ah, these are two addresses. So if they have two addresses, the chiddush is that kamei b'dirabmanei doesn't apply. Kamei b'dirabmanei only applies if the misa and the mamon are going to the same individual. So then, we're mechayev him the onesh hachomer and not the onesh hakal. But if they're going to two separate people, so then you could be chayev both. You'll be chayev mamon lazeh, unefashos lazeh. Okay, that's Rav Yosef's chiddush. Questions? Okay. Yes.
Isn't the first when the Baal first brings Adam, isn't the Av the one getting Ksuva, the money for Ksuva?
Which case? When the Baal brings Adam?
You say it's the first Adam.
The Adi Baal are saying that the woman was Mizana, so she loses her Ksuva.
Isn't it really that the Av is losing the Av or the woman is losing it's his money. It's not like it's her money. She's just in Mesias. It's not her money.
Why does the father get the ksuba? Does he get it directly or does he get it from his daughter? Maybe the pshat is that he really gets it from the daughter. The pasuk says, b'nureh b'savia, so we learn in the Gemara Kedushin called Shmach Neurim Vavia. So if it goes through the daughter, so we can view it as though the chiyav is really klapi the daughter, and then the father just collects from her.
She's in
a suah in this case.
Rashi on Yud.
Rashi on Daf Yud later. So over here, what? Over here, she's in a sewer. That's a further question. Okay, we have to get to that. Maybe we'll get to that on Tuesday.
Just to clarify, it's interesting sewer, which is why.
Rav Yosef is talking about that she's in a sewer.
Yeah.
Right, I see what you're saying. Right. Earlier, we were talking about, so why is the Av coming B'chlal? Why do we call it Eidei Ha'av? It should be Eidei Isha.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Right? She's in a suah. What, the case of Motzi Shemra? Nachamo? The case of Motzi Shemra is talking about Nesua? If this is Knas, that would Mechai of the Baal Kuf Sloim, does Motzi Shemra apply to a Nesua? I forget already. What?
Isn't all Motzi Shemra when she's in a suah? They got married.
Right.
Right, there was, right, she was Mizanim and Erison, and then there's a suah. Yeah. Right. Right. You're right. So here she's in a sewer. So we're coming to the mafsid of her the ksuba. I hear Joe. That's a good point. There you go. Comes Tosfos and asks a blistering kashi. Eidei ha'av ne'erogin u'mishal min mamon. Before we talk about kama b'dirab minei misa lazeh v'tashlum min lazeh, we'll have to spend some time on that. But let's first just understand Rav Yosef's dip. Eidei ha'av ne'erogin u'mishal min mamon. Tema frektosis. Damai ne'erogin, dematzu amri, lo l'chayev eidei ha'baal bonu, elo l'chayev ha'baal mamon, ka'asina. Kemish lo hisu bohem. Why are the eidei ha'av ne'erogin u'mishal min mamon? Right, this is stage two, that the Eidei Abal, the third Eidim, third group of Eidim, let's just put them on the board. Now we have three groups. So when the second group of Eidei Abal come and testify about the Eidei Av, make them Zomamin, so the Eidei Av are Chayav Misa and they pay Mamon. So Frektaisis, why should they be Chayav Misa? Couldn't they say, we didn't want to be Mechayav the Eidei Abal anything, we just wanted to be Mechayav the Baal Knas? And you think they wanted to do two things, right? They wanted to be Mechayev Misa to the Eidei Baal and Mamon to the Baal. So why can't the Eidim say, no, we really only want to be Mechayev the Baal Knas. We have a vendetta against the Baal. We wanted him to have to pay Knas. The Eidim Zomen Lobo Asra, they don't need Asra. Eidim Zomen Lobo Asra, meaning that they want, the Eidei Ha'av came to be Mazim the Eidei Ha'baal. But the Eidei Ha'av don't need Hasra. The Eidei Ha'av don't have to give Hasra to the Eidei Ha'av to be Mazim them. Right? Since Edom Zohim don't need Hasra, so the Edei Ahav never would have had to give Hasra to the Edei Abal, so we don't know what was in the mind of the Edei Ahav. We can't enter into their mind. They could say, we only wanted to be Mechayev the Baal Mahon, we didn't want to be Mechayev the Edei Abal Misa. So how can we be Mechayev the Misa? How can we say, Neroganu Mishalm and Mahon? That's Tosis Kasha. And he says, Ukahai Gavna Amino Lekamon Meperekal Yubodkin. That's what we say later on in the Gemara, in Daf Mem Aleph. The man da mer khover in tsar khasra, ey de nar mer rosa in der rogen, mit tosh kholm lo mer osa bay le bonu. Ey de nar mer rosa, don't get killed if they're huzmu. It's not just that they're aiden, but they were huzmu. That's the gemara, that mem alef amed alef, not amed beis. You can say mem alef amed beis, don't you? Mem alef amed alef. Amar Rav Chanan, Eidi Naram Arasa Shuzmu, Eine Rogim, Ito Shir Cholom Lama Lo'osa Baila Banu. So ask the Gemara there, Yecholim Lama Lo'osa Baila Banu? The Ha'asuba, but they gave her Asra. If they didn't give her Asra, what are we here for? It's a waste of our time. Let's go back to Shia. Zog the Gemara, the Lo Asuba. Must be talking about that they didn't give Asra. I be Lo Asuba Hechi Migdala. How can she be put to death? The Isha Chavera Valiba, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that Chaver and Tzarech Asra, we're talking about that she's an Isha Chaver, they didn't give Asra. They didn't give Asra, but she could still be put to death. So now if they're Huzmu, since they didn't give Asra, they could claim that they didn't want to put her to death, they didn't want to kill her. What did they want to do? They wanted to Asar Labaila. That's all. So just like there, the Eidei Nara Marasa can say, Lo Sabai Labanu, and we can't kill them. So to over here, it's Tosfos, how can we kill the Eidei Ha'av if they're Huzmu from the third group, from the Eidei Abal, number two? Why can't they say that? They just wanted to be Mechayev the Baal Mama, they didn't want to be Mechayev the Eidei Abal Misa. That's Tosfos Kash. So, first of all, just before we get to the answer of Tosfos, let's try to understand the kasha. Why did Tosfos ask only on the Eidei Ha'av? Why couldn't Tosfos have asked that, how can we kill the Eidei Ha'av at stage number one, right? The Eidei Ha'av come and testify that the woman's mezana. So they're coming, we interpret that to mean they're coming to say that the woman is chayav misa and that she loses her ksuba. Come the Eidei Ha'av at stage two, and then mazim the Eidei Ha'av. So we said that the Eidei Ha'av get misa, not mama. Come lay b'derav mine, tells me they don't get the mama, but they get the misa. Why misa? Why should they get misa? Maybe the Eidei Ha'av will say, no, we only meant to be mafsa, the girl, the ksuba, and not to be mechayev her misa. We said that she was mezana, but we didn't have in mind to kill her. We only had in mind to be mafsa, the ksuba. If we say later on that the Edom can that the Edom Zomer can claim Laosa by Labanu, so why by the Edei Abal can't they say the same thing? We only wanted to be Mafsid her Mammon and not be Mechayev her Misa. What's the answer? They can't say that. What's the difference between the case on Daf Mem Aleph and the Edei Abal? Asra, exactly. The Edei Abal obviously gave the woman Asra. We know that the Edei Abal gave her Asra. Because if the Eidei Ha'av didn't give her Asra, there's no Motzi Shem right here. The case is assuming that if the Eidei Ha'av are telling the truth, then the Baal is taka going to be Chayev Knas. He can't be Chayev Knas unless the woman would be Chayev Misa before him. If he brought Eidei to be Mechayev, his wife, Misa, he didn't know us, and it turns out that there's no him, so then he's going to be Chayev Knas. But if the woman would not be Chayev Misa, then there's no Knas. Obviously, we're assuming that the Eidei Ha'av gave Asra to the woman. They gave Asra to the woman, then obviously they wanted to kill her. They didn't want to just be Mafsid her mama. Okay, that's point number one. You have to get that. Right? So the Eidei Ha'av, we know the Eidei Ha'av wanted to be Mechayev Misa and mama. Eidei Ha'av, for Tosfos, who says they wanted to be Mechayev Misa and mama? Who says they wanted to be Mechayev Misa and mama? Maybe they only wanted to be mafsid the Baal Mamon. They didn't want to be mechayev the Eidei Ha'av Misa. Comes the Maram Shif and asks, yeah, if you want to be mechayev the Eidei Ha'av Misa? If they didn't want to be mechayev the Eidei Ha'av Misa, then why were they mazim the Eidei Ha'av? They could have been makdish the Eidei Ha'av. If they makdish the Eidei Ha'av, they would have accomplished the same thing. And now, if the Edom become a Choshim, so then the Baal is Chayav Knas. Why'd they have to be Mazim, the Edei HaBaal? The fact that they were Mazim, the Edei HaBaal, that's the biggest proof that they wanted to kill the Edei HaBaal. That's why they were Mazim then. What's Tosis asking, Frektim Aram Shiv? If they only wanted to be Mafsid the Mammon from the Baal, then they should have been Makhish, the Edei HaBaal. Again, the Edei HaAv happened to be lying. Right, they're lying. They become Edim Zom. They're lying anyway. But the question is, why did they lie by being Mazim the Edei HaBaal? They should have lied by being Makhish the Edei HaBaal. It's a lie anyway, right? It turns out that they're lying. But they didn't have to be Mazim the Edei HaBaal. Let them just be Makhish the Edei HaBaal. And they would have accomplished the same thing. If you say that they could claim they only wanted to be Mafsid the Mammon HaBaal, they wanted to force him to pay Kuf Slayim. They can force them to pay Kuf Slayim even if they're Makhish the Edei HaBaal. No? No? Shmuel?
Doesn't he have a Chazakah? So wouldn't the Baal win if the Edom are contradicting each other?
He has a Chazakah even if the Mazim be the Edei HaBaal also. But if we say that the Hazom... What?
No.
You're saying it's not a trade of trade?
Yeah.
Okay. Better or more? Say more, Yaakov. Very good, very good. So who says that you can't have motzi shemra without hazama? The whole din of motzi shemra is only if the edei ha'av mazim the edei ha'av. Rashi. Right, this might be a little bit of a reach for the new boys. Okay, so just let the chazer it through. Rabbi Natam and Rashi have a major machlokas on the chesamad aleph. For those who were learning Sanhedrin before, so it's a little bit easier. If you weren't, it could be a little challenging. There's a major machlokas we've shown that we spent a lot of time on. The basic case of Motzi Shemra is that the Baal brings Edim, that his wife was Mizana, and now there's some kind of response to those Edim. Rashi says the response is Hazama, that the Edei Ha'av now are Mazim the Edei HaBaal. Rabbeinu Tam says even if the Edei Ha'av are not Mazim the Edei HaBaal, even if the Edei HaBaal contradict each other internally, right? Even if they're makhish each other internally, and according to some girsaos, he says even if other Edim are makhish the Edei HaBaal, there's also a din of Motzi Shemra. But not everyone agrees. Rashi says only with Hazama is there a din of Motzi Shemra. According to Rashi, if Tosfos here is invoking Rashi Shita, then it's mamish gevaldik. Right? Because then the case of Motzi Shemra can only apply if the Edei Ha'av are mazim the Edei HaBaal. So Oktam Aram Shif, he thinks even Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes to Rabbeinu Tam at the Ches, he could say even if Motzi Shemra could apply, the din of Motzi Shemra, the knas of Motzi Shemra applies even if the Edei Ha'av are makhish the Edei HaBaal, which is not poshut at all, but even if that's true, the Edei Ha'av could say, we didn't know. Since that's not so poshut at all, because a Shmuel is saying, my chozes is samcha sahanish smocha hani, if all you have is a hakosh of Edei Ha'av and Edei HaBaal, you have a trey u'trey. If you have a trey u'trey, two Edim against two Edim, that's not Hazama. Hazama is a gzeres hakosa that we listen to the second group. And we say the first group are shakron, and we listen to the second group. Hakosha? Hakosha is a trey u'trey. We don't know which group to listen to. It's a stalemate, really. Right? So why should we listen to the Edei Ha'av over the Edei HaBaal? So we talked about that at great length. The Iri says maybe there's Dam on the Sadin, and maybe that can be Machri in the Trey Trey, right? That can be added to the Edom and it'll overpower the other side. There's a whole discussion how it works. Does it work? Does it not work? The Edom can certainly say, we didn't know the Lumdus. We weren't learning Sanhedrin the first half. Right? So we didn't know the Lumdus. So we didn't know that that's true that you can have Motzi Shemra if we're Makhish the Edei HaBaal. So that's why Tosfos says that Yicholim Lomar, they could say, we only wanted to be Mafsid the Baal Mammon. We didn't want to be Mechayev the Edei HaBaal Misa. If they only wanted to be Mechayev the Baal Mammon, so then they didn't have to be Mazim the Edei HaBaal, they could have been Makash. No, they think that without being Mazim, they're not going to be Mechayev the Baal Mammon, because the din of Motzi Shemra doesn't apply unless the Edei HaBaal are Mazim the Edei HaBaal. HaKosh is not enough. Maybe maybe mamish is not enough, ledina, like Rashi, or even if Rabbi Natam is right, ledina, hakosha would have been enough, but they'll say we didn't realize that, because in terms of the svara, it doesn't make much sense. It's a tray or tray anyway. Pshat nakash in Taisus, yes.
I can't say pashat, that meaning it's a mitzias. How do they know that the first Adam are lying? Well, they could say Yimanu Hayisem, or the girls with us. I'm saying they have to. They don't just know the first Adam are lying. They have a reason to assume they're lying.
No, but so, we're saying that the Adi Ha'av are lying.
How did the Adi Ha'av know that? Come.
How did the third Adi Ha'av know?
Whatever we're talking about.
Second Adi Ha'av. The second Adi Ha'av. We're with the Adi Ha'av at the time and place that they say
isn't
that.
The Hazama.
What?
Isn't that Hazama? If you say Yimanu Hayisem.
No. The Eide Habal are being mazim. The Eide Habal Beis are being mazim. The Eide Ha'av. The question of the Eide Ha'av being mazim. These Eide.
Right.
We're trying to figure out, were they mechaven to give Mises the Eide Habal? So if they only wanted to be mechayev mamon to the Baal, why would they mazim these Eide Habal? They should have been makhish them, and that would have accomplished the
what
same
thing.
What
does that mean, being makhish them? I'm saying, isn't being mazim them because of the material?
No, they should, exactly. They should have said, instead of telling them, you were with us.
But that's not what happened.
Whatever they say didn't happen anyway. They're lying.
How did the second Adam know that the first ones are lying? Oh, you're saying because the third one.
No, the Eide Ha'ava, right? Once the third group comes, the Eide Ha'ava are lying, and the Eide Ha'ava are not lying. Yeah. And that's it's a little complicated. There are three steps here, right? Yeah. Okay, good. What's the text? What's the answer of Taisus? Yeshlomar dehocha shiny. Kemen she yodim debarim laragas o isha yodim she yargo osodim yuzmu. Since they know that we're coming to kill the woman with the edus of the Eide Ha'av, the original Eide Ha'av, yodim she yargo osodim yuzmu. The if sheli ozeb alozeb. Haval hosam lo yadi shayse chaveira inami lo yadi dechavrei no tzarech hasro. What's Taisus saying? The Eide Ha'av know that we're coming to kill the woman, right? Based on the testimony of Eide Ha'av, number one, we're coming to kill the woman. So the Eide Ha'av know that if they are Huzam, they will have to be killed. Right? The case has to be, again, as we said initially, the Eide Ha'av obviously gave Hasra to the woman. We're talking about a case where the Eide Ha'av, number one, gave Hasra to the woman. So if the Eide Ha'av gave Hasra to the woman, then she's going to be Chayav Misa. We're going to be killing her based on the testimony of the Eide Ha'av Harishon. Now the Eide Ha'av come and say that we're going to be Mazim the Eide Ha'av, number one. So they know. They can't deny the fact that they're going to be killed if they're Husam. It has to be like that. Since we're coming to kill the woman based on the testimony of the Eide Ha'av, so perforce, if they're Husmu, they're going to be killed. Why? Because if we're coming to kill the woman based on the testimony of the Eide Ha'av, then we're saying that the Eide Ha'av wanted to kill the woman. Right? The Eide Ha'av definitely want to kill the woman because we're going to be killing the woman based on their testimony. So now you can't say that the Eide Ha'av are not testifying to kill the Eide Ha'av. Of course they are, because if the Eide Ha'av wanted to kill the woman and the Eide Ha'av are being mazim the Eide Ha'av, then of course the Eide Ha'av are going to be killed. Right? If the Eide Ha'av obviously give Hasra to the woman, so now when the Eide Ha'av are being mazim the Eide Ha'av, of course they're trying to kill the Eide Ha'av. They know that the Eide Ha'av are going to be killed. Because the Eide Ha'av for sure wanted to kill the woman. So if we're mazim them, then they themselves are going to be killed. So the Eide Ha'av can't say that they didn't want to kill the Eide Ha'av, because they know it's going to happen for sure. As opposed to the case later on, where the Eide Nara Marasa can say, Lo'otha Baila Bonu, we didn't come to kill her, we only came to Asura Labaila. Why? Because they didn't give her Asra. They didn't give her Hasra. So because they didn't give her Asra, they can claim, we really didn't want to kill her. But she's an Isha Chavera. They didn't know that. They either didn't know that a Chavar is an Otzar Hasra, they didn't know that she was an Isha Chavera. So they have an out. They can claim that they really didn't want to kill the woman. That's the difference between the case later on and this case. So let's think about this for just a moment. basically, the chilek is whether the hasra was given or the hasra wasn't given. Why should that make a difference? We know that Edom Zomim don't have a tain of shogeg. They can't claim shogeg hayim. Right, we didn't know. So what does lo'osa by labanu mean? They have a tain of lo'osa by labanu. There's no concept of shogeg by Edom Zomim. How can they claim lo'osa by labanu? They never have a tain of shogeg. They can't claim we didn't know. The answer obviously is that the fact that Edom Zomim don't have a shogeg, that means they can't claim we didn't know that there's an issa to be Edom Zomim. We didn't know that there's an onesh of Edom Zomim. The onesh of Edom Zomim is like the nidon. We didn't realize that. But Edom Zomim have to have kavana to punish the nidon. They have to be zomim ulasos. That's what kasha zomim means. There has to be a zomim of amazing. That means that they want to, that they have the intention to do something. If that's the case, what does la'osa by labanu mean? What kind of a taina is that? They can say we only wanted to asa labayla, not to kill her. What does that mean? It means that even though the Edom Zomim don't have a shogeg, but if they claim we didn't have a zmama b'mezit, so then it's not shy to put them to death. If they didn't have the intention to give the girl misa, so then we're not going to be able to kill them. But if that's the case, then how do we understand this sugya? If the Edom Zomim, if the Edom Ha'av come and say, look, we didn't want to kill the Edom Ha'av. We only wanted to be chayav mama to the girl. Okay, there's no shogeg. They can't claim we didn't know. That means we didn't know what the onesh is going to be. We didn't know the onesh of Edom Zomim. That they can't say. But they can say, look, our intention was not to cause the Edom Ha'av, was not to kill the Edom Ha'av. Our intention was only to be chayav mama to the girl. So if you say that you need a zmama b'mezit, that the Edom Zomim have to have kavana b'mezit to punish, to do something to the nidon, so how can we be mechayev them over here? How can we be mechayev them over here? What is Tosfos saying? I think the answer is that Tosfos is saying that misa and mamon in the edus of the Eder Ha'av, that's one edus. It's one edus. You can't separate between the two. It's one unit. They have to come together. Because the only way to be mechayev the Baal Mamon is if the woman would be chayev Misa. If the Edi HaBaal were not Masra the woman, then she wouldn't be chayev Misa. And if the woman is not chayev Misa, there is no chayev Mamon for the Baal. So then the fact that the Edi HaBaal are going to be chayev Misa if they're Huzmu, and the Baal is going to be chayev Mamon if they're Huzmu, that's one unit, that's one Eidus, that's the Eidus of Motzi Shemra. You can't split between those two. So if they had Kavana for one, they had Kavana for the whole thing. It's one unit. That's what Tosis is saying. It's Eif Shalazeh Belozeh. You can't have a Misa for the woman without a Misa for the Baal, without a Misa for the Eide HaBaal. So then the Eidus of the Eide HaAv, when we say that there are two parts to that Eidus, that means it's one unit. But ta'asa labayla midinznus, and to be mechayev misa midinznus, that's not one unit. You'd say, well, znus is znus. What's the difference? No, ta'asa labayla, you don't need hasra to give misa. You don't need hasra. Those are two totally different eduyos. That's what the Gemara later on means. They can claim la'osra al bayla banu. We only had in mind for this edus, not for a different edus. This edus doesn't require hasra. That does require hasra. It's a different edus. You can't say, oh, it's licked. It's the same thing. Znus. You basically testified that she was mezanet. No, if they didn't give hasra, they didn't give that edus. They gave an edus of iser, not an edus of misa. That's why you can't kill them. But here, the two points are within the same edus. It's one unit. So because it's one unit, you can't separate. And that's why the Edi Av are going to talk to get the Misa also, right? They can't say that they only want to be Mechayev of the Baal Mamon because it's one unit. So because it's one Eidus, then you can't separate, and they're going to be punished with both. Okay, we'll stop here.